The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
And Rebecca on the sports talk, here's John Cameron.
Yeah, we haven't got, we're trying to get a hold of Ramon Santiago. Now, he called me today from a number, and he said, just use this number to call me. And they called him in the other room and didn't go through at all, although he got me. Then Alex called him and went right to voicemail. We have another number for him. I think that's in the Dominican Republic where he's with his wife, I think. I know he's flying. That's why he couldn't come on the show yesterday. We're going to call him back and leave a message for him to call. Call him both numbers. Well, I wonder why, because Alex called his cell phone and went right through to voicemail to him. We have his home number, or his cell, I think it was, his other number. My goodness, I think we had a third number, too, and I don't have that with me. So, didn't get him?
Well, the other number doesn't work because it's an international number.
He called me on that number and it worked?
But sometimes calling out, you can't. It's different. It's different when you call out.
But he called from there to me.
Yeah, that's completely different.
But you called, and it went to voicemail.
When I call the international number, no, it says you need like an international calling card. You need a specific phone service for that. That's why we're out trying
the
other
number. Well, let me try it then.
It wouldn't matter because...
Well, I don't know.
I can go try it for you.
You give him a call. There's 809. It's right down there. There's his number right down there. Well, that's a strange one. So we're going to have to reschedule him, it looks like, to a time he's going to be home in Miami. So he can call here, but we can't call them. Well, as of now, we're going to be open line until he calls back. We left it. Did we leave a message, I think, in there for him? I think we left a message, but we can't. Well, you say it's going to voice message, voicemail, just leave a message to call.
That's what we did, yeah.
Well, voicemail, that means he'll get it and call.
Yeah, eventually, but again, if his phone's dead, you know, he has to get it charged, just like what happened with Darren Elliott.
What do you mean? We got two numbers for him, his home number?
One of them is an international number, so we can't get a hold of him. And the other one was dead. The phone was dead, meaning the phone went to voicemail like it didn't ring. So we lost.
So it didn't go to voicemail then?
It did, because when a phone's off, it goes to voicemail. Meaning.
Well, you don't know that. It could be that he turned off when he was out of the country then, probably.
Well, either way, if it doesn't ring,
can't
then
you still leave
voicemail.
A message then if it
yeah,
goes?
Yeah, and that's what was done.
Yeah. Okay, you'd left a message, and I mean, if he calls his phone, but He's just still, if we don't get him, what happened is he had to fly away yesterday, folks, to pick up his wife, I think, in the Dominican and come back to Miami. He was coming back last night. He called me this morning. Did you call him on my phone, too? And yeah. Still was dead?
Again, it's the international number.
Well, again. I sounded fine to me when he called, so he called me. That's fine, but we can't call him. So we'll schedule him in a couple of weeks, if that's the case. When he's back in Miami. That is a strange one. Never heard of that before. All right, we're open line the other hour, and if he calls in, we will put him on. If he keeps in touch with his other phone, we'll see. Here's the number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Open line. That is a strange one. Of course, I've never talked to the Dominican before until he called me today.
Yeah, again, they can call out to us, but well, we can't call
they
them.
They don't. He doesn't know that, then, huh? Obviously,
apparently not.
Obviously, doesn't know that because Miami, it's probably not the same.
No, it's not.
Miami's
because
right
Miami's
there.
Miami, yeah.
Miami's. I know Miami's
well,
Miami.
Well, I mean, Miami's
I know
in the
what
country.
You mean. Yeah. Miami's Miami. More noted for the Golden Girls, Miami, and B. Arthur and all that. The go and the guy.
Yeah, and drug cartels too.
Yeah. Well, B. Arthur wasn't a drug cartel. I don't think. I don't think. You're shaking out. You don't know. You're guessing.
I don't think she would. I mean, she might have been
he,
in the military.
It's a he, not a she.
It was in the military.
It? No, it's not an it. It was a he. He was in the military, and it was a drill sergeant, and when they didn't allow women in the Marines, so he had to be a man, a drill sergeant and a truck driver. And Marines and ladies didn't were not allowed in the Marines until 2 or 3 years later, so you can't tell Rob Parker that. He won't go with that. Okay, we're open line. Give me a call, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. As of now, we're open line, and if Ramon calls in, we will get him on the show there. He may call. Better give him my phone here. He may call because he doesn't hear from us. He may call our line again. And so then we're going to have him, if he does call us on our line. My question is, it the same time in Dominican as it is here? Nobody's answering me. Is it the same time Dominican's here?
It's not the time zone.
I'm asking a question. Is it the same time?
I think it's actually an hour ahead.
So he might not call for another hour then. Oh, my goodness, because if we don't call him, he should call on my line. Keep that phone. And if he calls, just tell him what to, you know, where to call us here. This is not good, but it happens.
His cell phone's, you know, again, working. It's just that it's off. It goes right to voicemail, so it doesn't ring.
You kept saying that. I understand that, but we left a message, and
Hopefully
he'll call back on that.
Open line until then,
We'll see. If not, we'll get him on in a couple weeks. Where was I? Michigan ED Clinics, a facility that helps men with erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and post-surgical prostate impotence. Michigan ED Clinics offers treatment that changes men's lives. Their doctors help most men eliminate erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation with just one visit. Popular prescriptions don't always work and can be dangerous. 70% of men, do not respond to pills. His custom blended medication works on 98% of men. Go to MichiganEDClinics.com, MichiganEDClinics.com, MichiganEDClinics.com. Breathe Vape Lounge is a one-stop for all vaping customers. Breathe has the highest-end devices with lab-tested liquids for the cleanest product to promote a cleaner lifestyle and a luxurious environment. Breathe has helped you and or your loved ones quit smoking. Located in downtown Wyandotte on Billet Oak, visit BreatheVapeLounge.com, BreatheVapeLounge.com. And I'm missing something here, too, I do believe. I gotta find it. I'm missing a spot. What is happening here? Another one was supposed to be there, not here, so I'm just gonna have to say heck with it. Did it slip into my archives here? Wouldn't be the first time it slipped in my archives. Oh, we'll get it next time.
While you're doing that, I actually have an email here.
Well, let's go to it. Yes, that's fine.
Phenomenal. We have Abraham from Dearborn. Abraham's email is about the Pistons again. He says, if you're the Pistons, what do you look for in the draft?
That's interesting.
It's coming up.
I like a shooting guard, but it'd be wasted here if they make a dumb decision and give Caldwell Pope all that money. What I would do is give him the money and then trade him. So maybe somebody else will take it on.
How about a scoring big man?
That would be good. Got a rebound, because if you're going to have Drummond out there, you And you could play him alongside Drummond. Yeah, you need a number. You need a four. And, I mean, you got, if they bring back, and I don't think they're going to bring back both Harris and Morris. I think Morris will go. But he's a scoring little man for you. Now you got to get a big man. Lord needs to come off the bench. He's making a lot of money, and they're not going to re-sign Baines. That's a good point. A scoring big man will really help us over here, too. But I'm just sick of these teams just taking the ball to the hole against the Pistons with no resistance at all from the big men. I mean, Baines tries. But I mean, it's just that Boban is a great backup. He really had a last month of the season. But he's not going to push Drummond for the starting position. I want him on the team. But I think a good scoring 6'9", 6'10 guy would be what the doctor ordered for the Pistons, yeah. Got some good shooters in the draft and coming out, but again, it depends what are they going to do with you can't have both. I would not let Ish Smith go, and I would keep Ish Smith on this team. But you got to get Jackson with his value, and he just doesn't have the value right now. Maybe somebody will take a chance and give it to him. We'll see. They may have to pay part of the salary. But again, I'm going to say this again. The Pistons are the third highest payroll, have the third highest payroll of any team in the NBA. And they didn't make the playoffs. And Caldwell Pope is asking for $25 million or something like that. Number one, he's not that good. His lifetime average is 11 points. His best year this year with 13 points. He's a shooting guard. Best season is 13 points. Yeah, he plays some good defense at times. You got to have 20-point average at a shooting guard. If you're going to trade him, which I'd like to see him do, or let him go, then what you do is you get a shooting guard in the draft. They're going to have to work some free agencies out here, too. I don't think there's any question about that either. It's going to be a tough offseason. The Wings, on the other hand, Ken Holland's got some work to do. We're going to get Ken Holland on the show in a couple weeks. But his things are a little different. He's got good young players here that can play in this league and hustle. Even when they were losing at the end of the season. Remember this, and this bears repeating. The Red Wings had more overtime games than any team in the NHL, which means either not that good, but either not that bad. It was a down year, no question about it. They can at least get right back where they're supposed to be if a few things happen. A comeback year to where he was 2 years ago of Nyquist to get 30 goals. You got Tatar, seems to be on the way back. He had a good second half, terrible first half, to come up with 25 goals. You need Larkin to bounce back. And a better year from DeKaiser. They still need a shot from the point. Yeah, they got Green. He can shoot the puck. Despite his shooting the puck, though, that didn't do much for the power play last year. It was still a bad power play. It had its moments late, I know, but still. They did one of the shootouts. And a guy I'd like to see come and have a better year. Now, I'm to score 20 goals, 20, 25 goals, is the guy they got from the Islanders, the center. They gave him a lot of money. He made the All-Star team this year. I didn't think he should have, but he did make the All-Star team this year. He's good in the shootouts. He's got to play better. But I'd still like to see the Red Wings make one move and get a stub defenseman. They can shoot the puck and carry the mail from the other side. Because Mike Green can shoot the puck, but he's not a puck carrier, if you will. Very average at best at that. They need somebody on the left side that can make up, carry the mail, and hopefully shoot the puck. And then you got a guy that's going to help the power play tremendously next year. The Pistons have more work to do in the offseason than the Red Wings. You say the draft, but the draft in hockey, the draft doesn't mean anything for 2 years. You're drafting for 2 or 3 years down the road. It's a different animal in the NHL. In the NBA, you expect somebody to come play right away. We're open line. We haven't called back yet, so obviously we're not going to get, it doesn't appear that we're going to get Ramon Santiago on the show, because although I've never heard of that before, he called me. I've heard him fine. We talked for about 5 minutes. Can you call this number? Yeah, we'll call you on that number. I didn't know you couldn't get through to the number because it's an international number. I thought at least he'd call back my cell phone. Check and see in case we're missing. Check and see, because sometimes my phone, most of the time, it does ring. No. Huh. I thought he would have called back. But then there's an hour difference. He may have got crossed up on that, too. A lot to wonder about on that. Well, give me a call, whatever you want to talk about in sports, at this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. We are open line from now until 7 o'clock with your comments and questions on sports. But this baseball season, before I take this out of the email, this baseball season has been strange for not only the Tigers, but nearly every team in baseball. Here's what they were picking. They were picking the American League, Boston, with Toronto second, the Yankees third, Tampa Bay fourth, and Baltimore fifth. Now we got New York in first place, Baltimore in second, and Boston's down to third. The Central Division, well, they got that right. Well, even then, though, they're all bunched in there, but Cleveland's in first place now. And Chicago, they're all right there. And Minnesota, which is surprising. Chicago's surprising. Listen, here's why Chicago's surprising. They knew they weren't going to win this year. And I talked to Steve Stone. He said, I've never been a part of a team. He was a Cy Young Award winner in all his broadcasting career. They did a total rebuilding. This one's doing it, and yet look at it. They're playing much better than they thought. Despite the other guy they're going to trade, they traded, of course, the outfielder. They traded to the center fielder, Adam Eaton. They traded him. A guy by the name of Chris Sale, you've heard of him. They traded him. They kept, however, Robertson, who's going to go, and Frazier, who's going to go, and Cabrera, who's going to go. They've already said they're gone. They're gone. You heard the show with Bill Sherry. He came on the show. We're going to rebuild. We're going to trade these guys. The only guy they were going to keep was Abreu. Now, Abreu, after a terrible start, sitting the ball. Frazier hadn't done a thing all year. He hadn't done a thing all year, and he wasn't good last year. Now, the trouble is, if you trade him now, what are you going to get for him? Because his numbers in the last year and a half have gone right down the tubes.
The home runs were good last year.
Yeah, home runs were good, but look at the average, and look at this year. What's he doing this year? Nothing.
No, not even the home runs this year.
No. So, do they change their mind in Chicago? Like Steve Stone, do we change your mind and say, let's go with what we got, because nobody else is taking charge in this division? Nobody. Cleveland, Detroit, well, Kansas City, I felt was going to do a fall off, and they did. Minnesota, of course, Minnesota is surprising that they're right at 500, right long, about a game over, something like that, at 500. Folks, I can't understand this. You look all around baseball. Let's go to the National League, for example, now. Washington was expected to win the division East, and they are. Chicago's expected to win, and they are, but they're barely winning, but they're. Cincinnati's winning. I don't know how the hell. And Milwaukee? No, no. These guys, those are the last two teams batting for last place. St. Louis has struggled. They're 14-14. Pittsburgh has really struggled. They're 13-16. And let's go to the West, the strangest division of all. L.A. was expected to win it, edging out San Francisco. Really? Right now, Colorado's in first place, and Arizona's in second place, knocking on the door. LA's in third place, and San Diego's even ahead of San Francisco, 11-19. I don't understand San Francisco. Now, they did, of course, they had their issue with their Baumgarten, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, who got up to a great start, but he didn't win any games because they weren't scoring runs. The only time they were scoring was when he was hitting a home run. They weren't scoring for him. He's one of the best. He's the best hitting pitcher in baseball. He had three home runs and still went 0-3. Was it three home runs he had?
Yeah. He had two in the first game.
Yeah.
And then one later on.
And then, they couldn't. I don't think they scored a run for him this year.
And the Dodgers are only three over at 17-14.
I know. They're super surprising. Folks, this is a surprising baseball season. We haven't even talked about the Lions yet. And I'm going to touch on this a little bit yesterday. Let's touch on it again. Sports Weekly. I have the Bible. And I like this paper. I think this is phenomenal paper. Sports Weekly. They get this. I don't like the box scores. They get the box scores the next day. You don't need to put the box scores in there a week later. USA Today needs to put them in. Yeah, they don't do it. Very few. But looking back, what they did on this draft. They had D's for two teams. One is Chicago. And the other is Detroit. A D. And yet all the picks, let's go over them, all the picks here. Gerard Davis, I don't think anybody doubts that he's going to be a star in this league. I don't think anybody doubts that. T.J. Tabor, even though he had a marijuana issue in college, and he's closer to running like Mr. Ed than he is Secretariat. Smart player. And he should help this team. They're even saying that here. Kenny Galladay, they said that, Galladay, he's a wide receiver. He was this guy from Northern Illinois, he was a great player in Northern Illinois. Long strides, that should help. And in their fourth pick, Jalen Reeves-Maybin, cousin of Cameron Maybin, former. Anybody saying that Tigers should have re-signed Maybin? You may have been right, except let me tell you what Maybin's hitting as of the other day. Why don't you look it up? You got the latest. Maybin is not really doing the job either, so he's back to himself before. Anyway, he's an athletic linebacker with starting potential, fast. Michael Roberts, fourth, another fourth-round pick. We'll move up to get him. From Toledo. Good blocker, is a tight end, good blocker. But he can move around, help bring the linebackers free, too. And he had 16 touchdown receptions in Toledo in 2016. So that tells me that they've got another red zone. And Jamal Agnew, I think that's Spiro's grandson. From San Diego. This guy can fly. He's a quarterback. He can fly. He's 5'10", 186. So he hasn't got the size, but he might not make the team. Then they got Ledbetter. It's a D end. Outside, he can also go inside and pass rushing situation, which they need. Now, this is an interesting one that our buddy that was on the show, Mark Wilson, loves Brad Kaya, the quarterback at Ohio State. He doesn't do well under pressure, but he's not the quickest guy in the world, neither is Mark, for that matter. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But he's going to compete with Ruddock to be the backup, and there are some that think he'll beat out Ruddock. And Pat O'Connor, no relation to Donald O'Connor, I don't think. And Alex, don't even go there because you have no idea who Donald O'Connor is. Talking horse? No, you don't know. You don't know. No, you don't know that. Okay, that's fine. Big defensive end. Good against scrum, but has no strength. Athletic ability, although he's 6'5", 270. And they, of course, they gave Detroit and Chicago the D's. And Chicago, more or less because most people were very upset they moved up Trubisky, the quarterback, who's only played a few games in college as a starter. So they got Detroit and Chicago as a D. So we'll see what happens there. Let's take some phone calls here now, shall we? Let's go to Cowboy in Windsor first.
Hi, Ron and Alex. Yeah, what happened to Ramon Santiago?
As I said earlier, what happened was he called me today and said, call this number at 6. I said, okay, we'll call you at 6 at this number. That's an international number we can't call. He can call us, but we can't call them.
Oh, I didn't.
And so we can't leave a message there. We got his other number, which is either a home or a cell. We left a message there, but I'm thinking that's his home number. But he called me today and said, call on this number. And I didn't realize Dominican call here, but we can't call them. So, and he hasn't called us, so that's it. We'll get him on. We'll get him back. He's a great guy. We'll get him back.
Yeah, I've heard he's a great guy, but seems to me that after all of our pleading this year, we might get a lot more Boban next year.
I hope so. Now, Boban's slow of foot, but
well,
if he's slow of foot, why does he be drumming up and down the court?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, nor do I. I'm just asking a question.
But he's a way better defensive, not better, but he can be, I think. The only trouble with Boban, I think, is that he's kind of robotic out there sometimes.
Yeah, well, he hustles.
But you can't move him out of the
paint. You can't move him, and he gets that ball inside. It's an automatic two.
Yeah, and he blocks some shots, too.
He does block shots. I like Boban. I think he'd be a solid number two guy here.
Yeah, so do I. And because Baines, I guess, is going to test the free agent.
Sure, he should, too. He's, you know, he did a good job for the Pistons last year. He's not a great shot blocker. Lure, on the other hand, has got to come off the bench because I don't think he can start. Although he got off to a good start last year, he really struggled after that.
Yeah, at times he was playing center, but he's not anywhere nearly hefty enough to play center. He's only about 228 or so.
And also, he doesn't jump well because Ish Smith blocks more shots than a 7-footer close to it, and he's 6 feet. What does that tell you? Well, Cowboy, thank you, man.
Yeah. Just one more thing. Have you ever heard of Eddie Rabbit?
Yeah, the baseball player.
No, Eddie Rabbit was a country singer. He also
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he also wrote Elvis's 50th and last number one hit, Kentucky Rain. Well, he died 19 years ago today. He was 56.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
He was from Brooklyn, by the way.
Oh, okay. Not Brooklyn, Michigan, Brooklyn, New York.
Good week, boys.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go to Josh in Livonia. You're on Sports Talk, Josh.
This is John.
Huh?
It's John Livonia.
Oh, John. Okay, all right. He's, well, Josh, okay.
How did the horse that won the Kentucky Derby book? I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was busy eating dinner.
Well, you can watch and eat dinner. What's the problem with you, John?
Always dreaming look good.
Always dreaming. That's what you were doing. Trouble is you were eating dinner and dreaming instead of watching Always Dreaming.
So how'd that horse look?
I didn't see it. I was on the air.
Well, I was watching on my iPad here. He won by about 3 lengths.
He was in the mud, of course.
Okay, I just was curious.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait till the Preakness to see what kind of horse he really is.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, I'd like to be nice if he won the Triple Crown, but we'll see.
Okay, thanks. Have a good week.
You too. Thanks, John. We'd like to hear from you on Sports Talk at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Your email, CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Let's take a break. We'll come back. The Tigers are coming back, folks. Well, somewhat. But we'll talk about that when we continue. Take your calls at 800-923-9385 or email, CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Jackpot pawn shop in Fraser buys, sells, and pawns items of value. Come to Jackpot and save big on high-end tools, electronics, phones, video games, TVs, jewelry, and more. Get the cash you need on the spot at Jackpot with fast, friendly, 90-day collateral loans at Jackpot Pawn Shop on Grosbeck between 14 and 15 mile. And if you're looking for a place to get quality mints at a great price, go to the Bohemian Club on McNichols, west of Telegraph. The Bohemian Club has a large selection of flour, concentrates, and edibles. Open 7 days from 10 a.m. until late at night. The Bohemian Club is on 6 Mile, 2 blocks west of Telegraph. Or find the Bohemian Club on Facebook. On Weed Maps and Leafly. Okay. Boy, I missed this one earlier, didn't I? Okay, we'll get them after. We're open line. Anything you want to talk about in sports at this number, 248-557-1460. Make that 800. I got these all mixed up. No wonder all these commercials are way out of whack here. 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. If you have chronic pain or health problems with no answers, Orion Family Spinal Center is a place for you to get your nervous system checked. Your nervous system controls your whole body, causing a lot of problems, including back pain, headaches, digestions, and much more, and it's easily treated. Chris Bennett is one of the very few doctors that treats, gets to the cause, and eliminates those symptoms. Major insurance is accepted. Orion Family Spinal Center is on the corner of Walden and Baldwin Roads. For a free consultation, go to OrionFamilySpinalCenter.com, OrionFamilySpinalCenter.com. An herbal healing dispensary in River Rouge features up to 30 different strains of meds, a large variety of edibles, waxes, and oils, all at competitive prices. For anybody with an MMMP card, free pre-roll for first-time patients. Open 7 days, Monday through Saturday, 10 to late, and Sundays, noon till 6. Herbal Healing Dispensary has a drive-through, and it's on Jefferson between Schaefer and Outer Drive. Or find Herbal Healing on Weed Maps. Okay, what do we got? Let's go back to the Tigers here. What do we got here? We took it away from you here. Okay, the Tigers are now... They tied the game with three runs, tied at four in the top of the fifth inning. They had three runs. And then the Athletics came back with a run in the bottom to take a 5-4 lead. And they have two on and two outs. Let's get to the hitters and the pitchers here. Let's do the heck with the Oakland hitters.
I know that the screen here is... malfunctioning, but I can tell you that Norris is actually out of the game, obviously.
Well, yes, I would think so.
But 4 2/3, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and a home run given up.
Okay, and who came out after that? What's going on there?
Well, Shane Green here. And Shane, this is actually a little bit behind. Shane Green got out of the inning with the strikeout.
And what happened? They scored a run in the fifth. Uh-huh. The Athletics.
Yep, that was off of Norris. And then
Norris. Okay. Oh, he did come back. I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay. Shane Green did. How did Shane do then?
Struck out Chad Pinder.
Only one guy. Good for him. He's coming on a little bit. That's good. Now, how did the Tigers score to three in the top? Since the screen doesn't work.
Well, let's see here. Cabrera has an RBI and Victor Martinez has an RBI here.
Singles.
Well, let's see. They're all 2-out RBIs. All singles here.
Okay, I'd like to see the Tigers. Do she get a hit yet, Ducey?
Does not have a hit here.
0-3?
Actually, he's up right now, so we'll see what he does. Yep.
0-3 now?
Well, he's 0-2. He's up right now.
Okay.
Upton, like I said, is...
Collins isn't playing today, I see.
No, Upton's 1-3 with a cut ceiling and a strikeout.
I think you're seeing Collins not playing because he's 0-4 yesterday, 0-5 yesterday. Left 4 runners on base, and he's playing a brutal center field, too. And then he said that's enough. And Matuk isn't playing. I know that, is he?
No.
No. See, I can't see that, folks. I'm looking. The screen's all screwed up. I'm malfunctioning. Sure, it's not you. It's a screen, not you,
oh,
Alex?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Roman's in center field, obviously, leading off.
He got one hit?
Uh-huh, and then a run, too. Castellanos drove him in the first inning.
I know he scored a run.
I'm sorry, the third inning. He's played well, like you
Romine.
Said.
Romine. I'm very happy with Romine. Let's look at the other score. Well, let's take another call, and then we'll bring up the scores when we're done here. Dan in Westland, you're on Sports Talk. Dan, hi.
How are you doing, Ron and Alex, right?
Yes.
What's up, Dan?
I think the Dominican Republic is an hour behind, because I have Yahoo weather from around the world, and Jamaica is an hour behind us, and Dominican Republic is next to Jamaica in that area.
Yeah,
so
well.
Probably an hour behind, I think. Because I was looking up Jamaica, Kingston, and it's 5-something there.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he hasn't called, because he obviously didn't know that we cannot call him because it's international call, but he can call us.
But you can't. You don't have international calling, obviously, where you are. If you have it, you can call anywhere in the world.
I know that. But he didn't realize that. But he has my number. You'd think he'd have called my cell. But it's an hour behind. He might have gotten messed up with the time, too.
Maybe he hasn't seen his wife for a couple weeks. Maybe, you know.
When he called me today, he was with her today, and he called me today. What's his screen saying? It's embarrassing for what? Get your act together, screen. It's embarrassing. No kidding, it's embarrassing. There we go. What do we got now? Same thing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks. What, anything else? Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, yeah. I have a couple things on my mind.
Sure.
The Tigers. I fell asleep on the game, but I heard they left a lot of people on bases. A scenario.
What do we got here, Alex?
James McCann just homered. Two-run shot to take the lead after Jim Aducci walked to lead off the inning.
Really? Yeah. Aducci got a nice walk. And, Alex, when J.D. comes back, I'd like to see him trade Collins if he's got some value. And get Aducci in the lineup, because Aducci could – good, he got a walk. And that triple he got yesterday, was it yesterday now? Days going together. I mean, the night before. He had that triple – the night before.
Friday night, yeah.
I watched him, and he swung two pitches that were down out of the strike zone. I said, come on. Next pitch was down and out of the strike zone. He tommyhawked it for a three-run double to put the icing on the cake for the Tigers, and that showed me something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Tigers got the lead. So they could win. Well, again, it's a long way to go. Let's hope that McCann, good for McCann. Let's
you know
hope
what they say in New York. In New York, they say McCann can. In Australia, they say good on you.
They said what?
They say good on you in Australia. Instead of good for you, Australians say good on you.
Good on you?
I listen to a lot of Australian radio.
Do you really?
Yeah, I tune in. You can listen to radio around the world.
What do you do for a living?
I'm retired. Remember?
You told me that. Yes, 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 you did. I'm sorry.
I told you, yeah. Tune in radio, I could listen to anything around the world. Once I listened to Russian, I figured I'd listen to Russian radio in English. Instead of Russian. You know.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you calling and let us get that information. Thank you very much, Dan.
Okay, leave it out to you. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao, baby, ciao. What do we got here? What are you pointing your two up for what?
Two emails here.
I didn't know what you meant by it. I thought you meant I'm line two. There's no line. Okay, go ahead.
Now we have Wally from Roseville. He said, no restaurant, no Gus, get Tommy Lasorda. For now, turning in Preston Dickerson.
No, Tommy, we get Tommy about every 6 months. That's enough. We get Tommy. You know, you don't want to do much after that last incident we had. Oh, my goodness, was that awful.
He was actually just at Dodger Stadium when they gave Vince
I know,
Scully's
I saw that.
Booth,
I
yeah.
saw that.
Rob Parker was there, too.
Oh, Rob was there, too?
Yep.
Was he dating Betty White?
No idea. I think he was covering the game like a professional.
Professional? Is that what we're calling Rob now?
I guess so. And then
Rob's a good guy. Rob's a good guy.
Then we have John from Wyandotte. Who was a better hitter, Tony Oliva or Tony Gwynn?
Ooh. Tony Gwynn, and I love Tony Oliva. Hadn't Tony Oliva had the bad knees, he'd have been in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame still, isn't he? I don't. But Tony Oliva is one of the best pure hitters. Both of them are two of the best pure hitters I ever saw. One in the American League, one in the National League. I think for a while that Tony had better numbers because he played longer. He was healthier until he got on the tobacco and screwed him up. But Oliva's numbers were phenomenal, too, considering. And he had more power in the beginning. But then Tony Gwynn, if you look at Tony Gwynn's numbers, he became more of a power hitter toward the end of his career. He was a slap hitter going all fields. And they're both two of the great hitters in modern-day baseball.
Oliva's not in the Hall of Fame.
No. Yeah, he's not. I did know that. He's not in the Hall of Fame. And probably shouldn't be with his numbers. But look at his numbers compared to Gwynn, would you? Oh, what a great hitter. He had the bad knees. Oh, my goodness. What a great hitter Tony Oliva was. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you look at defensively, too. Gwynn has 5 gold gloves.
Gwynn, despite his girth, he has a stomach like you, Alex. He could go get him in the outfield.
Oliva has 1 gold glove.
Well, look at the hits for Oliva and batting average and home runs and all that.
So we're talking about, and this is pretty impressive for Oliva, 15 years.
Yeah.
304 hitter.
Yeah.
220 home runs, 947 RBIs.
222 and 974.
Yep, in 15 years. And Gwynn actually played 20 years, only 135 home runs.
Yeah, he had him. Look at the end, though, when he got him.
Well, I mean, he had a couple years, yeah, in his late 30s, 17, 16.
Yeah, best years.
Yeah.
Batting average was higher.
Yeah, I mean, at 37 years old, he hit 372.
What was his total average, though?
338 for his career.
Yeah, so you knew that.
And then, 1,130.
323, you said?
338.
Okay, average, career. Okay.
And then I said 135 home runs and 1,138 RBIs in 5 more years.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But Gwynn led the league in hitting.
Oh, 5 times?
8.
What about Oliva? He got 1, I know.
3.
Oliva with 3. That's a pretty impressive.
Both hitters very impressive.
3 batting titles. And 8 bat titles for Oliva.
And both were productive in their later 30s, too.
Oh, yeah.
In their mid to late 30s.
The problem with Oliva is those knees of his. That really hurt him. Folks, we are open line and would love to hear from you on Sports Talk, taking your comments and questions on sports at this number. 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Anything you'd like to talk about in sports. Elite Dentistry in Sterling Heights, headed by Dr. Rana Azza, practicing dentistry for 17 years, doing fillings, root canals, crowns, veneers, extractions, implants, bridges, partials, and dentures, and teeth whitening for the whole family. With state-of-the-art equipment and a professional and friendly staff, Elite Dentistry is a place to go for all of your dental needs. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. Elite Dentistry is on the northeast corner of 15 Mile and DeQuinder. Call Elite Dentistry at 586-275-2021, 586-275-2021. Okay, let's go to Under the Sea Playground. It's in Troy. We had him on as a guest for a few minutes a couple weeks ago. It's a place to go to take your kids for a whole lot of fun. Under the Sea has a play structure, an area for toddlers, and a kinetic sand table. Under the Sea serves freshly made gourmet food, salads, sandwiches, and pizza. Also hosts parties and events and free Wi-Fi. Open 7 days from 9 a.m. Under the Sea Playground. Corner of Maple and Livernois. Okay, back to the phones we go. We're open line at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Hey, Kurt and Frazier, hi.
Hello, Ron.
I'm just kind of watching this game. It's now into the bullpens, and the Tigers with a one-run lead. I don't trust this bullpen, though. It's going to go down to Frankie Rodriguez again today, and he's not getting the job done on a regular basis. Where Cleveland's bullpen, they haven't been hitting well, but when they're in a game and the game's on the line and the bullpen has a chance to win it, they're getting it done.
Well, they didn't against the Tigers. They should have lost against the Tigers, but Upton swung and a pitch 3 feet in the dirt on a 3-2 count, and it could have been a big inning for the Tigers, and he just ruined that inning. But Neil Allen's better than that, even though I don't like Neil Allen that well. But his numbers going into the game were just phenomenal. 20 strikeouts and one walk.
Miller hasn't been scored upon at all. And the way that Miller looks, he's better than any pitcher the Tigers have.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Miller. And that's going to be the difference down the stretch. The bullpens is going to be the difference because both teams can hit, and both teams have pretty good starting pitching. Our guys are a little younger. And I think it's going to be a difference is they're going to be that bullpen. When you get down in August, September, Cleveland's going to dominate with that bullpen, and we don't have the resources in our system to go get bullpen arms. We go and try to sign a guy for $1 million or $2 million, and he doesn't turn out to be anything.
No, they signed on. I think the Tigers have done a great job in getting him. They just haven't produced when they got here. Johnson, Soria.
They haven't panned out at all.
Nathan.
But,
Nathan, look at Soria. Soria's doing nothing in Kansas City. Kansas City had the best bullpen. Everybody's has a bad bullpen this year except for Cleveland.
You know, Dombrowski has really tied Avila's hands with these contracts that he's
Yes, he has.
With Verlander and Cabrera's contracts and now Upton's contract, those are all on the back of the Tigers. There's no money there to sign any pitching, and we've got to rely on these young pitchers, and some of them are doing pretty good, and I think we got the makings of a 500 ball club, and that's all. Up and down the bullpen is going to lose too many games. But I was listening to what Denny McClain said the other day when you had him, when you were on his show, and he was saying that no pitchers are going to be able to get into the Hall of Fame now because they won't pitch complete games. So what do you think about that? Do you think that's true, or do you think they're going to lower the standard for a starting pitcher to get into the Hall of Fame? Someone like Max Scherzer, say.
Yeah, I think you just hit it on the head. I think they're going to lower the standard a little bit because baseball's changed now. But he makes a good point, but I don't totally agree with it. He also made the point on my when I was on a show a couple weeks ago, he said the only reason Avila's in the big leagues is his dad is a general manager. That's not right. Avila's doing a terrific job here.
Oh, yeah, but there's, like I said, there's not much you can do. The payroll is set too high.
You're right.
Now, Cleveland, if they get in trouble and somebody goes down or gets injured, they have the resources now to go out and sign a player at the trading deadline to put them over the top.
The only reason they have the resources, though, Kurt, is because they won it. I mean, they didn't draw flies last year. Even when they were winning, they were getting.
They're drawing now.
No, they are. Well, they have to because they won it last year. You get at least a year reprieve.
And that's going to put money in their coffers.
Probably.
Come August. When the trading deadline comes at the end of July, they're going to have the money if they want to get a player or two to put them over the top. And if the race is tight like it is now, I don't expect it to be. I expect Cleveland to pull away sometime in the summer. But if it's still close, or if they want to improve their team to compete against the Yankees and Baltimores and Houstons of the world, they'll go get a player.
We'll see.
No doubt. They have the money. And they have young players they could even trade to get players. But they'll use the trading deadline to improve their team, where the Tigers don't have the resources to do that. If the Tigers do anything at all, it'll be selling players.
We'll see how the season goes. Let's let the season go for a while before we say that.
I hope than I do because I've seen this bullpen in action now against Oakland, which is not a very good hitting team.
No.
And today Oakland is putting base runners all over the bases and we're making Oakland look good. But let's see what our ace can do, Verlander. He has to face Angels on Sunday, and then Tuesday.
Let's get a win today before you say that.
Well, he's going to have two games on the road before we get home, and he better win them.
Yeah, well, let's see how today. I'd like to see now. The Tigers win this one today and make it 2 out of 3, and it'll be a successful start of the trip.
Well, it's down to the bullpen. You better keep your fingers crossed.
My fingers have been crossed for a long time.
It's a 500 bullpen from what I can see. We lost yesterday. We might be able to come through, and the bullpen might come through today.
Let's hope so. Kurt, thank you very much. Let's go to Rich in Long Island. Hey.
Hello, Long.
Yes, Rich. What's going on?
Mr. Downtown, are we play the Angels next?
No. They don't play the Angels next.
They play the Diamondbacks, then the Angels.
They play the Diamondbacks, then they go to L.A. to play the Angels.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well, the Diamondbacks are playing well, Rich. Diamondbacks are a team that's surprising everybody, and I like my buddy Torrey Lovello over there has done a great job. The Angels have fallen apart since a good start this year, and they're not a very good club. Oh. They should handle the Angels quite well there.
All right, and Verlander's starting 2 games, one against Arizona and one against the Angels?
I believe so, yes.
Tuesday and Sunday, right?
I believe so.
All right, what's the score today?
And now we're looking it up now, and then we just had it on. And the Tigers have a 6-5 lead. And it's two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the inning. Who's pitching for the Tigers now?
The top of the seventh just started.
Who's pitching for the Tigers in the bottom of the sixth?
Well, like I said, it's in the next inning now, but Green was still in. Green ended up pitching the sixth.
Did he? Three up, three down?
Yeah.
Good for him. They need Green to come through here, Rich.
That's Shane Green.
Yes. I think, yeah, that'll really help the bullpen if he comes through. Thanks a lot, Rich, for the call.
Take care, Rod.
You take care, too. Meds Direct Pharmacy in Clinton Township, dedicated to treating personal injury patients from auto accidents, slip and fall, work-related injuries. With one call, Meds Direct will deliver your physician-prescribed medications directly to your door so you can focus on getting better. Make Meds Direct Pharmacy your one stop for all your prescription needs. Located 19 miles between Garfield and Hayes, the Greater Lakes Medical Plaza. Go online, MedsDirectPharmacy.com, MedsDirectPharmacy.com. God, they should have been off a long time ago. What did I do there? That was a mistake. Hollywood Pet Salon in Clinton Township does all breed dog and cat grooming, creative color grooming, and Hollywood has a spa day for pets every day. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Holly Woof Pet Salon, corner of 14 Mile and Beaconsfield by Macomb Mall. For more info, go to hollywoofsalon.com, hollywoofsalon.com. Okay, well, we're going to schedule, and I'll talk to him the next day or two. We're going to schedule, I don't know what happened, that was a strange one today. And we'll get Ramon said, he called me to just give me the call this number, because I guess in the Dominican, that's what he meant by it. Said, call this number. So then we did. And we couldn't call because we were on the international calling card. What's wrong with the station? Why can't international? We don't make international calls. That's why. I don't blame the station for that. Why throw away your money? What do you got there? What are you looking at?
I just had a quick text message for somebody. He just asked me about the Tigers. He said, trade market-wise, is there a closer out there that you think could help the Tigers?
I don't know. I thought they had the four best closers they signed 3 or 4 years ago, none of them did anything here to speak of. And no, if it's a closer worth a darn, they're not going to be able to get him now.
Like a David Robertson, maybe? Would you
Well, he's had a better year this year than he did. He was a terrible year last year as a closer. That's interesting. Would I take Robertson? I think I would.
Would they trade within their own division, though?
Well, again, they're winning a lot more than people thought they would this year, and maybe they're going to change their mind and keep Robertson. Frazier, you're not going to get much for because it was declining numbers. Cabrera still will bring you a package. And Robertson was supposed to be traded for sure. They told me he was gone for sure. But now that they're winning like this a little bit, I don't know what to say. By the way, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next Saturday with Eddie Jochman, the Hall of Fame goaltender from the Rangers and the Red Wings. And next Sunday, Pat Garrity, the assistant general manager of the Pistons. Thanks for listening, Alex. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. there's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian healthcare sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE.